I've already executed judgment where people that will try to come against this message and this ministry, I've already executed that judgment. I have got to practice what Jesus was proficient in if I'm ever going to operate in this thing. If I don't practice, if I just kind of lollygag around, well, you know, I guess I can do it. I don't really know. I don't really ever exercise it. A muscle that's not exercised never gets to the point where it bench presses the goal. You got to exercise this authority. And here's why he gave it to you. And I close with this. He gave him the power to execute, exercise, practice judgment. Why? Because he is a son of man. And in brackets it says, because he is very man. In other words, he says, this is why I gave him power, because he was a man. If he was God, you wouldn't have to give him power. He said, but this is why I gave him power, because he was very man. He was not only the son of God, but he was the son of man, because he was born in, as a man, anointed by God, and I gave him power to execute judgment because he was very man. I'm glad he said it like that, because that lets me know that as a man, we are very man. And when I say man, don't bring this women's liberation crap up. That's from the devil. It's a short word for woman. Okay? The species of man. And you know God ain't got no problem. Anybody that got a problem with a woman preacher, shame on you. You're just something wrong with you. It is. You better get this straight right now, bruh. If it weren't from these for the women, we'd be in some big trouble. Women went in Moses' day and got our money back. They walked out 3.5 million. Women went and preached the gospel when Jesus rose because the men were hiding out somewhere because they were scared. A woman gave birth to Jesus. Excuse me. But because we are very man, specie, sons. When I say sons, I mean daughters. Sons of God. Men anointed by God. Now, we're going to make a declaration right now that's going to make all of hell tremble. This is what we're after this year. We are after practicing and exercising the authority to execute judgment. We are, listen, Satan's just like this right now because he's like, Lord, have mercy. Them people going to walk out of there and they going to think they can actually do Jesus. And you know what? He's going to do just like he did Adam and Eve. Hath God said? If he can just cast a little shadow of doubt, do you really believe that you can be just like Jesus? And you know what? The difference is going to be right there if you pass that test or fail that test. Do you really believe that? Now, you know, I know you saw scripture and everything, but, you know, you need to understand something now. You need to understand something now. You don't really believe that, do you? Don't you let that sucker do that. Don't even talk to him. Don't carry on a conversation with a liar. Walk out of here now saying, you know what? Boy, what I've been putting up with ain't gonna put up with no more. Lord, I'm finna make me a list. And I'm gonna check it twice. Man, I'm getting ready to get on with some stuff. You mean to tell me I've been putting up with this and I can execute judgment? Well, there's unemployment. Well, execute judgment. Execute judgment. I will be employed and I'll never be without a job. Execute judgment. Don't sit back there and become a victim of society. Don't become a victim of social change. Don't become a victim of unemployment. Oh, well, the stock market's down low. No, your stock is still high. You got some heavenly stock. It's on the rise. Now, I'm telling you now, no more tolerating. I don't know what you've been tolerating. That ends now. Now, I'm going to have to get in this. You see why I got to teach this message a bunch and get around it over and over and over again. And then the more we see it, we can kind of take our time and you know, gut out some of these scriptures and go over it again and give you more information. And before you know it, you're like, okay, let's do it. And all of a sudden, man, you begin to call those things that be not as though they were. You start operating like Jesus. People died, and you say, Lord, do you want them raised up? God said, yeah, wait 3 days. They say, well, your brother's dead. Well, yeah, I know. I'll be there in 3 days. What? You don't love them? 3 days. You watch. We could see that this year, because I'm mighty close, boy. I can't wait. I can't wait. I mean, I can wait. But if I feel that anointing on me right before I do a funeral, I'm gonna have them to lock the doors.